Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Turnover and attrition. Nothing can make it harder to carry out your mission as much as people constantly leaving. One Veterans Affairs cybersecurity manager developed a program to reduce turnover and attrition. In fact, she's a finalist in this year's Government Information Security Leadership Awards. Barbara Smith is Information Security Director for Veterans Affairs Pacific District, and she joins me now. Ms. Smith, good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Tom.
What does a regional information security director do exactly?
I am one of five information security directors within the VA, and our main job is to manage the information security program within our area of purview and also for the entire VA.
I imagine there must be some collaboration, though, among the five of you, because it's ultimately one information system in some sense.
Exactly. Yes. We're all very close working related team.
And describe the program that you established. I guess there's some training and some other things to have people incentivized to stick around and develop their own skills. What did you develop here?
Seeing the need that when we had new people come on board and being able to quickly bring these people up to speed when we bring in new information security officers into our workforce, we needed to quickly bring these people up to speed and so they could be comfortable out on their job locations. You have to understand the VA is a very large, geographically dispersed, and also operationally diverse organization. So if we may bring a new person on board that may be, say, an area up in Alaska, okay, Anchorage, Alaska. We don't have very many sites in Alaska, so we don't have a big support structure up there for that new person. So we designed this program to be able to, when we bring new people on board, that even though they come in to us with a strong skill set, they don't understand a lot of times the VA way of doing business, as well as our policies and our procedures that surround how we do business here at the VA.
What are some of the elements of what you deliver to them?
It is a two-year structured program. When we bring a new person on board, we actually assign them a mentor. A mentor is one of their peers. We won't allow a supervisor to become a mentor to a new person, just for the fact that when we have a new person come on board, and also from personal experiences as well, is most people are not very comfortable going to their supervisor and saying, I don't understand how to do this one function, or I have questions about this. But they're much more comfortable going to a peer to do that, a mentor, to get help and advice and guidance. And so that's one of the big structures that we have in this program is, you know, we provide that support system for our new people, as well as we have a structured curriculum that also includes, you know, from classroom type of training, webinars, instructor-led. We have on-the-job activities that this person can do so they're comfortable with all the duties that they need to perform at their job. And as well, we provide job shadowing activities for them, an opportunity, so they can go to other sites, see how other people run their programs, and as well, they can go to their mentor, see how they run, and as well, they have people come to their site to help them as well.
And does the curriculum include information about VA systems as well as information about just the VA itself, which, as you point out, is a pretty big and complicated place at times?
Oh, yes, of course, because like all federal agencies, you know, we are required to use NIST, okay, as our guidance. And then we take our guidance from our NIST and back into our VA policies. And that's where we have to train our people on what is our VA policy, you know, according to our NIST guidance. And how do we meet all the NIST regulations? How do we meet our FISMA and FISCAM regulations? And so that's what this program it really centers on, is how can, you know, the new person become the best person to support our information security program and to support the security of our systems and all of our data within the VA.
We're speaking with Barbara Smith. She's Information Security Director for VA's Pacific District. And does this program apply to people that come even from other federal agencies?
Of course, because even when people come into our program, one of the things that when they first start with us and they enter into the two-year program is they take an entrance survey. And we found, you know, within an interest survey, we do some demographic data because we want to make sure the type of people that we are bringing on board as well, you know, that we're bringing on veterans, we're bringing on people who already have, you know, very high skill sets in information security, and they have, you know, that come in with certifications. But again, they may not understand the VA culture, and they may not understand how our interpretation and our policies and our procedures and how we work here within the VA. So that was the big thing, was making sure that we get people comfortable with our policies and our procedures and our culture here in the VA.
And how long has the program been running, and how many people have gone through it so far?
We have had this program formally running since about 2009. We really started taking a lot more, I'd say, statistical type of data since about 2011. So since about 2011, we've had 249 new information security officers that have participated in the program. We currently have 69 enrolled in it. And just in 2016 alone, we had 41 new people join the program.
Wow. And do you also track the retention of them? Because I think that's one of the goals, right, was to have them stay once they get to VA.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, to date, okay. And we just started, we caveat this before I give this one figure out here. We just, the last couple of years, just really added some graduation criteria so we can really track the progress of these people and the graduation and the attrition rates as well to this. To date, we've had 128 that have successfully completed the program that has been reported to us. We've had, that number would be higher, you know, back before the time when we actually really tracked those numbers. But we also have found that through our exit survey, so that's also part of a graduation requirement out of the program, is that they have to complete an exit survey. But we have found that with the exit surveys, that people are much more comfortable now with their jobs and performing their jobs than they were previously before we had this type of a program in place.
And do you also measure it in terms of cybersecurity effects? Maybe they're better at the job and you have fewer problems.
Oh, we certainly hope so. We can do everything on our part to make sure that our workforce is trained and capable to protect the veterans' data in every way possible.
Barbara Smith is Information Security Director for the Pacific District at Veterans Affairs and a finalist in this year's Government Information Security Leadership Awards. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Read more and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, one cabinet member kicks off a departmental reorganization by giving a speech and handing out a survey. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.